You're listening to SBS News.
Climate change is no longer a distant phenomenon. It's here, right now. That's the message from scientists in response to the latest report on global temperatures, which paints a grim picture for the future. The past 4 years were the hottest since records began, and that trend looks set to continue. Professor Adam Scaife is from the British Meteorological Office, the United Kingdom's National Weather Service, which contributed data. He warns the Earth could be in the midst of its warmest decade ever.
This is worrying because this is a new level of temperature extreme, and the regional impacts of that are likely to be unprecedented in some regions. So we are likely to see things that we have not seen in over the 100 years of observational records.
2018 was a year of weather extremes, marked by bushfires in California and Greece, drought in Australia and South Africa, and floods in India. There were also hurricanes, typhoons, earthquakes and cyclones. Just over a month into 2019, and it appears that trend is continuing. Australia has just experienced its warmest January on record. Both Tasmania and Victoria have been devastated by bushfires, while North Queensland is recovering from unprecedented flooding. Dr. Andrew King, a climate scientist at Melbourne University, says 2019 is shaping out to be another year of extremes.
Certainly we've already got off to a rocky start in terms of extreme weather. The heat in Australia so far this year has been remarkable, literally off the charts.
At the opposite end of the spectrum is the US, which last week was gripped by a polar vortex, where temperatures plunged to lows of minus 53 degrees Celsius, lower than those in Antarctica. In the midst of the cold snap, US President Donald Trump tweeted, "What the hell happened to climate change?" seeming to suggest that the cold weather cast doubt over global warming. Dr. King says there is a lot of debate among scientists on whether events like the polar vortex are consistent with the effects of man-made climate change, saying it's an area of active study, with many believing there is a link. What is clear, he says, is that the world is getting significantly warmer.
But it's important to remember that in general we're seeing far fewer cold records broken than hot records. We're seeing far more heat extremes than cold extremes. And even, it's worth pointing out, in the eastern US in the last few days, we've actually seen some record warm temperatures. So in around Washington, D.C., it was about 20 degrees Celsius, and it's winter over there at the moment. So that's really remarkably warm. But I don't think Donald Trump was tweeting about that.
According to the report, 2018 average global surface temperatures were 1 degree Celsius above pre-industrial times. 1.5 degrees Celsius is seen as the critical threshold for climate change. In 2015, as part of the Paris Climate Agreement, nearly 200 governments set out to limit the rise in temperatures to 1.5 degrees by the end of the century. But alarmingly, the UK's Met Office predicts there is a 1 in 10 chance of temporarily reaching that threshold within the next 5 years. Experts say this could occur if a natural El Niño weather event adds a burst of heat. But Dr. King stresses that this would only be temporary.
But it's important to remember that the Paris Agreement is for a stabilised climate at 1.5 degrees. Whilst it's not good that we might pass the 1.5 degree limit for a year, we're really interested in the long term stabilising the climate at that level.
But he says we're dangerously close to the Paris Agreement global warming levels, and there is a lot of work to do to avoid reaching that 1.5 limit. Alan Lee, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.